It's 8:40 on a Friday morning with the Musers. We're heading out to Cowboys training camp with the entire ticket team this weekend. We'll all be broadcasting all week long next week from Oxnard. So join us for the fun. And somebody wants to come in and say goodbye to us before we leave for training camp. And George, you're going to love this.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of a this is your life moment as we open the door and welcome your old swim coach, Marge, into the studio.
I never swam for...
Hi, George.
Hi, Marge.
With Mike Ducey. I just heard you on the ticket with Mike. I don't understand. I just heard him on.
He's in California.
I guess he's skedaddled.
Here.
Where is he? In the bathroom?
No, he was on the phone with
us. Did he have a little devil lettuce parasite diarrhea again?
No.
Although I saw when Mike tweeted that with his normal patented constant diarrhea, that it can only be cured by eating the parasite lettuce that's out there. So he seeks it out and somehow counteracts what he normally...
Oh, wow.
His normal diarrhea. So, although, I hate that I missed Mike. I hate that he's not here. I understand he's having some cognitive issues.
Well,
just a little one slip up.
I heard he forgets his name sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's often spotted wandering his Carrollton neighborhood in a fugue state wearing his diaper on backwards.
I don't know about that.
I don't think that's happened.
But other than that, he's doing well. He's so handsome.
Yes,
he's
is.
So talented.
Really handsome.
So talented. Are y'all going to Cowboy?
We are.
We are going to Cowboy.
I'm going to be there, too.
You're going to training
camp? Of course. I'm a Cowboy fan. Okay. What with being a former cheerleader and all.
What? You were a Cowboy cheerleader?
Y'all didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God. Y'all didn't know. Yes, I was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader before I was a swim coach.
Like what years?
Well, I was a cheerleader back when Kelly Finglass was named Kelly McGonigal.
Okay.
And had the thickest Irish accent you ever heard. She was like fresh off the boat from Lindale, Ireland. And we both made the team together.
Wow.
We did. We were so close. We were roomies.
We'll look that up.
You know, she was the first cheerleader in team history who didn't have to re-audition for a fifth season.
Wow. How'd
and I was that? The second.
Seriously?
Okay. Yes, I was the second. Y'all not watching America's Sweethearts?
Oh, we are.
Netflix?
Yeah, I am on that recent season.
It is good.
It's so good. But Reese looks a little overwhelmed, and I can't believe they cut the goth chick. Anywho, Reese. Do y'all have a way to contact Kelly Finglass?
Yeah,
we
probably.
Well, you should.
She doesn't return my calls anymore, George.
You were roommates.
I keep calling and trying to schedule a tryout. I want to be the first handy, capable cheerleader in Cowboy history.
Okay.
Well, that's, it's a good goal.
The high kicks will leave something to be desired. Maybe if we can marionette string them.
Got an early.
I don't know that anybody
using
wants
a pulley
to.
System.
Oh,
I can do the high kicks.
I don't know we want to see that.
But yes, the other girls will have to do a lot of the heavy lifting during Thunderstruck if I'm out there. Yes, but anywho, George, I'm here to promote something.
What's that?
That I'm going to go to L.A. for training camp, go up to Oxnard, watch a little of the football, try to stalk Kelly Finglass to get a tryout, but then I will travel into Hollywood to try to promote my new film.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, my latest film.
Latest? You've had other films?
No, it's the first one.
Okay.
Just the latest.
But my latest film, I'm trying to get a Kickstarter going for it. It's about the R.L. Turner swim team from Edina, Minnesota.
What?
And it's called We Almost Made It, the incredible tale of swimming, love, and betrayal about the amazing Trident team of 1985 with C.B. Erickson and Scott Murray and Quinson and all of them.
Okay. You're confusing a lot of things here. So it's fiction. It's a fiction.
No, George. This will be part documentary and part K-drama, dramatic reenactment. And so we'll have interviews with the real people. I've already got CB and Quinson
Okay, well, Quinson didn't go to Arl Turner.
And I've already signed Reese Witherspoon to play me.
Wow, okay.
And I originally wanted Philip Seymour Hoffman to play you, George. Mm. But he died.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
So as it sits now, we have a verbal commitment from Wesley Snipes.
Okay. Look,
so I'll be out there taking meetings.
How are you getting out there?
Even though it would be so painful to relive the fact that George betrayed me.
I didn't betray you.
And put me in a chair. All because I didn't like to have my head pushed so much when we were in the parking lot in the back of my seat.
Okay.
You know it.
Stop
you
it.
Damn well know
no,
it.
No, I don't
you
either.
You damn know what I'm talking
and listen,
about.
It's not an accurate story if you're saying that a high school team almost made the Olympics.
Yeah, but, it sounds like a great story.
And no. Then you pushed me off the field house and my world changed.
I didn't do any
now
of that.
Now I need marionette strings for trying out for the cheerleaders.
Such a sad story.
All because of you, George.
No.
It's going to be a lot of drama in this film.
George, please let me live with you.
No. What does that have to do with
let
going out to Hollywood?
Let me live with you in Oxnard.
And... Oh, no. No, we're too busy and we have odd hours.
I'll give you your special hand treatment that you like, George.
You don't know anything about that.
All right, bye, George.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye, Marge.
There goes Marge. There goes Marge. Not going to California with us.